Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I am your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. We are all busy people these days, and retailers know this. So, in order to make it easier for us to part with our money, many retailers have installed convenient drive-through windows. Now, you don't even have to get out of your car to get your food, do your banking, get that super expensive cup of coffee, or even drop off your latest movie rental. These drive-through windows are marketed as being fast, convenient, and easy. They may be convenient and easy, but they're not always fast. They also make us vulnerable. Being in the queue at a drive-through window in many ways is worse than being stuck in traffic. The reason is you have precious few options once you line up. You're often stuck between two buildings in a narrow corridor, or at least there are high curbs on either side of you. There are cars pushed in tightly both behind you and in front of you. You've essentially voluntarily boxed yourself in. There's lots of foot traffic around you because people enter and leave the restaurant. Oh, and let's not forget that you've also just pulled out your wallet and you now have a wad of cash in your hand to pay for your items. That sounds like a great position to be in, doesn't it? Growing up in West Los Angeles and Santa Monica, there were always panhandlers, which is a nice way of saying beggars, that would hang out at the exits of these fast food restaurant queues. You know, the queue would dump you out at the curb, and they were just standing there on the sidewalk, face up against the driver's side window, looking pitiful as you had your hot food and a handful of change. Some were belligerent, and some were pleasant. But the encounter was always uncomfortable. Nothing ever happened to me, but I heard stories where some threatened the drivers and even brandished weapons. Also, you just couldn't drive away. You had cars stacked up behind you and the insane Los Angeles traffic in front of you, so it could be a long time, meaning minutes, before you could merge onto the street. Years ago, my sister-in-law had a frightening incident at a drive-through ATM in Thousand Oaks, which is a really nice neighborhood. It was Friday night, and she and her boyfriend, who's now her husband, were making a quick run through the ATM to get some cash for the night. There was a car in front of them doing its business, and a truck pulled up behind them, so they were in the middle of a three-vehicle queue. Some guys got out of the truck behind them and started banging on their car, shaking it. They came up to the windows and yelled at them and made lewd motions and all sorts of different types of remarks. It scared the crap out of them. The car in front apparently took its time doing whatever it was doing. When the car moved out of the way, they drove away, with one of the guys falling off the back of the car as they sped away. They were not hurt, there was no damage to the car, and the guys, who were probably drunk, made no attempt to rob them. However, it did scare my in-laws nearly to death, and they still talk about the incident even though it happened over 20 years ago. They had a feeling of complete helplessness because they were trapped in their car with no place to go. All they could do was watch these guys jump around their car like rabid monkeys. So here are some tips that can help you stay a bit safer when you use a drive-thru. First, and of course this should go without saying, keep your situational awareness keen. You're voluntarily boxing yourself in, so put your head on a turret and watch for trouble. Leave as much space as possible between you and the car in front of you. Try to give yourself a little bit of a running start if you need to jump that curb. Sometimes the queues will have an outlet for those people who change their mind. Keep an eye open for them and wait until the last possible moment before moving past them. Keep your windows rolled up unless it is absolutely necessary. Roll them down to place your order and then roll them right back up. Keep your money out of sight. Pull it out, pay, and put it away immediately. I'll often just stuff the change into a pocket or the center console of my truck and sort it out later. I want to spend as little time as possible in that queue. And one thing I always do is take off my seatbelt when I enter the queue. I want to be able to move if I need to, and I don't want to be restrained by anything. However, of course, you always want to be certain to put your seatbelt back on after leaving the queue and before entering the street. Seatbelts are critical and life-saving devices. Always put your seatbelt back on. Hopefully, these tips will help make your time in the drive-thru safer and quicker. They're convenient, but you really want to spend as little time boxed in as possible. If you have any tips you would like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddicts.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
When hurricanes strike, people lose belongings, their homes, hope. This hurricane season is predicted to be severe. American Red Cross volunteers stand ready. You can help. Your $50 click on redcross.org can feed and shelter a child for a day. Text Red Cross to 90999 to give $10. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS and your $25 gift can make sure someone won't go hungry for the day. Every single donation brings hope. Text message and data rates may apply.
Practical Offense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddicts.com. That's podcast@alexaddicts.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddicts.com.